The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the
love
train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, I go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe, Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this April 2nd, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, I heard that because they had the Brewers game Monday. Then I was off yesterday. And so I heard that Minister Kevin came on with the Monday prayer. Homer Blow was subbing in. That's powerful. Because I like to do the Monday prayer. So Kyle Wallace was telling me that we got the Monday prayer in already. We got it in already, so I ain't got to worry about it. Salute to Minister Kevin for staying on top. See, this is what happens when you working with the group ideas and they allow things to happen, even though I'm not around. That still took place. So we blessed for this week. We got the blessings. That's powerful. So I ain't got to worry about that. And that goes into what I wanted to talk about at the top of the show today. And salute to everybody in the chat. Not really a city girl in the chat. Salute to everybody in Radio Land for tuning in to the program today. See, this is the part of the show where I kind of get to double down on some things that I feel that we may need to know, like as far as moving forward. And I want y'all to understand the difference between group ideas, things that benefit the group, and individual ideas. And sometimes group ideas and individual ideas can cross, where the individual idea can help the group or the group idea can help the individual. But a lot of times when I run into people and they don't have good management of the idea of group ideas and individual ideas, then that's where people get taken advantage of. That's where people start using their individual ideas and saying that they're group ideas, but then they get the benefit and the group lose out. Or the group idea can do the same thing where they say, oh, this is for everybody, but then only certain people in the group get the benefit. Understand what I'm saying? So we got to really double down on understanding what group idealism is and how can we use it. So we talk about community, which is a group idea. And I was trying to tell somebody, when you're working in the community, that's a group idea. When you're out here, when you got a title, that's a group idea. Like when you get elected, that's community. That's a group idea. But many times what you see is people with these titles are serving themselves. You know, they got the title where it says, hey, I'm over the group. But yet they're benefiting as an individual and the group is not benefiting. So this is where we have to understand titles, duties, assignments. You can't say, okay, at least he's able to do something for himself and he's working in the group. That ain't going to work. You know what I mean? If you're there for the group, then if the group doesn't benefit, then you should replace that person with somebody who knows how to do that. See, and this is where the community is falling apart, because we have individualized the people with the group who are supposed to be helping the group. We use individual idealisms and give them a pass as individuals. when they're supposed to be running the group. So now we're living in a community where there's misuse, mismanagement. People ain't filling out the paperwork. We got lead crisis issues going on in NPS. They can't even fill out the paperwork. It's a man right now that's over dealing with the lead, and his credentials wasn't up to date. You know, living as individuals, living high on the hog, getting paid to help the group, but using it for their individual selves. And that's when you start seeing what we're seeing right now. A lot of chaos. A lot of people don't know what's going on. A lot of people self-serving in a community space. And we got to correct this. We got to correct this. Somebody was trying to tell me about, you know, hey, Tory, how can we get ahead? I said, we got to practice group ideas instead of praising individuals. And they was like, well, what did that mean? I said, yeah, we're excited because you got the position because we voted. We put you there. But we hardly ever see a return in our community, a return on a vote. But that person is starting to excel. They look good. They smell good. They got a nice house. You know, they had all the meetings. But the group is suffering because they're not practicing for the betterment of the group. And we need group ideas to straighten out what we're seeing. We need the group to come together and get some wins, because that's not happening. We see a lot of individuals winning. They got a nice car. They pulling up looking, smelling good. We celebrating them before we can get the result. We happy they won. That's it. We clapping. Oh, yeah, they won the election. But we ain't getting nothing in return. In the long run, we ain't got nothing to show for our votes. So I'm not against people being excited about nothing. I just want to know what's the outcome. What's the tangible outcome? I'm a result-based person. I don't get excited. I wait. I try to see, can we get some outcomes? Then we can get excited. A lot of people, they treat a lot of the community ideas like it's a individual slush fund. That's why it's a lot of mismanagement. That's why a lot of money missing. That's why we don't see a lot of effective leadership on our side of town, because we praise them for their individual success. And they're in a space where individual success don't count. It doesn't count when it's in the community. We hired you to get a win for us. Just like the churches. And people always, when I talk to people in the church, clergy in the church, they always get on the defense when I talk to them, because I say, the church ain't where it used to be. We got to get the church back to where it used to be. A real resource for the community. They don't want me to say that. I can't live under the illusion that everybody that's a pastor, that's a person, a minister or something, is doing the work of the Lord. We can't do that no more. We got too many examples of that's not happening. Then they get offended. Well, I'm doing this. No, we're not talking about you. Church and community is a group idea. It's a group. Christians, that's a group. You're taking it as an individual hit. But it's really not. We're talking about the overall idea. And it's not working. So how do we fix it? How do we fix it? I mean, you smelling good. You looking good. You know what I mean? If you're taking tithes and offering, you already know what's going on with Marvin Sapp and the whole controversy about the ushers closing the door or lock, or however they did it. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people got a right to raise an eyebrow on some of these things And until we actually really address it when it comes to the group idea, we got to address it because it's affecting the group. Your individual success doesn't mean anything for the group. We got to start practicing group economics. We got to get everybody together and we got to start pouring into certain ideas for it to work, or it's not going to work. We're just spinning our wheels, scratching our heads. I can already tell by the way the conversation going in meetings that ain't nothing for to happen. People get mad because I get up and walk out. I can tell by the way the conversation going ain't nothing for to happen. And so instead of wasting my time sitting there, I'm going to go and do what I've been doing. I'm going to go back to work because ain't nothing for to happen here. We got to start separating the individual, and you could be individual in your personal life. You can have individual goals for yourself and careers. I'm not talking about that. You can have an established plan for what you're trying to do for yourself, for your family, for where you want to do, for your ideas. You want to start something. You want to start a business. That's a personal goal that could probably one day hopefully benefit the group. If you can get the group to understand your vision and combine it, it can work. That's what I did. I became an advocate. My individual ideas was to help others. So that played into helping the community, and I'm not an elected official. I don't have a community job. I never got paid to help the community. I never got one penny from nobody I ever assisted in the community. Ever. Okay? So what I'm saying is my idealism of advocacy helps the overall idea of community. It can parallel. So what I'm saying is we got to distinguish, are our leaders working for themselves in a group space? All right. We already know the answer to that. But all I'm saying is we start to separate and put things in their rightful place, we're going to get better outcomes. We're going to get better results. We're not going to be asking crazy questions why this and that is happening. Because when we identify that this person is working for themselves and they're supposed to be helping the group, we'll get rid of that person and put a person that works better for the group, for the overall success of the group. And if we can get that much together, if we can get that much done, we're going to see huge turnarounds in our community. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to get into the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
And where you're, you know, where you're at right now.
Pull up like surprise is the president. Can't you see that time in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. If a nigga ain't right, I'm correcting it. Everybody know for sure I'ma take it there. So cross your T's and dot your I's when you're messaging. I never subscribe to guys on the internet. Living for the cloud.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Election Day was yesterday. Wisconsinites stood up and they made their voices heard at the polls. Susan Crawford wins the election. Salute to Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. You know, I'll say this, you know, we came out to the polls. The community has spoken. It's simple as that. Wisconsin has spoken. And like I said, respect to Susan Crawford for winning the election. because that's what it's about. You know, people coming out, letting their voices be heard, using their voice as a weapon to make change. And that's what took place. Susan Crawford is now the Supreme Court judge. Hopefully we can, I don't mean when it comes to our community, hopefully we can address some of the issues that are dealing with our community when it comes to the justice system. Because sometimes when we talk about Supreme Court, somebody says, how do our community actually benefit from the Supreme Court when we have a system where we're massively incarcerated right here in the city of Milwaukee? So if, you know, and they depend on Milwaukee to come out to these elections, and it was record numbers. It was so many people that came out that some of the polling areas had ran out of ballots. It was a historic voter turnout. And they're saying that some places ran low on ballots. So I don't even know if everybody even really got to vote. But it was a historic turnout. And for these type of elections, there's usually the lowest turnout. So salute to everybody that went to the polls. Salute to everybody that got that made their voice heard. Once again, Wisconsin has spoken. And that's it. You know, now we get to get back to work. I'll tell you, this is not, to me, I don't look at politics as a live or die situation, because when people call me, I don't see politicians or any of that. I got to get out here and deal with it straight up. So I don't see a lot of that. But a lot of the future ideas that we want, that's why I say when we elect these people for the group, hopefully that people have an agenda and hold these people accountable to make those agendas that they were elected for, make them come to fruition. So salute. Once again, I have, like I said, I don't, it's a lot of things I don't agree with on neither side, Democrat or Republican, but I see the game. I know that Elon Musk was out here giving out money in a way where it wasn't illegal. He did it through a petition, and then he gave out some money. And then he gave it to a unique individual that was tied to the Republican side. But George Soros on the other end doing the same thing. It's just in a different way. Y'all talk about Elon Musk. I hear all this talk about Elon Musk, but I don't hear nothing about George Soros. That, guess who funded Black Lives Matter that y'all said that was a scam? That's George Soros. That's he behind. It's billionaire people on both sides. That's it. And so you got to, you know, long as it line up with your ideas, that's all, that's all to it. Ain't no more to it. That's all to it. Hey, like I said, I'm for a lot of things that Elon Musk is doing. I am. I'm for a lot of things that Donald Trump is doing. But some of that stuff I don't jig with it. And I ain't for a lot of stuff that the Democrats is doing. A lot of that stuff I don't jig with it. I ain't never gang for neither side. I ain't donkey gang or elephant gang. I'm trying to get to the ideas that fit what I think. And if that's whether it's Democrat or Republican, I voted for Obama and I voted for Donald Trump. Matter of fact, it was something that said that Donald Trump trying to get a third term, right? And they said that what if Donald Trump run for a third term or with however it happened, that Obama and Donald Trump run against each other? Because if Donald Trump can run for a third term, that means Obama can come back and run for a third term. So that would be a crazy election if they did do it, because I think that they would put Obama back in there for a third term. It'll be Trump versus Obama. That'll be crazy. That'll be one of the wildest elections in American history. I thought this last one was wild. But if they do sneak in to where they could get a third term president, Obama and Trump would be crazy. Ooh, I had a popcorn and soda for that. But look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know they ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, that's Yellow B. That's on me, I guess. They saying something else on Yellow Beezy. They saying that Yellow Beezy is being charged with hiring a hitman in the rapper Mo3's murder. Yellow Beezy is now facing legal issues. I'm looking at this story and I was trying to, you know, understand a lot of it because a lot of this is a lot of the Dallas, Texas drama with these rappers. That is more than what we are seeing, and it's a whole history of things that connected that led up to situations where we see Mo 3 losing his life. Yellow B almost lost his life. Yellow Beezy almost lost his life where somebody shot his car up, and they're saying that this was an ongoing feud in Dallas. You know, when you start looking at the story, peeling this back, but now I'm seeing that Yellow Beezy is now being held on charges for a murder for hire plot and the death of rapper Mo 3. I'll say this. Why are all these young rappers getting caught up in these kind of murder for hires? Look at what happened with the rapper from Chicago. What's his name?
Lil Durk?
Yeah, Lil Durk. Sorry about that. I got a, you know, a brain.
Too many
pause.
Rappers.
It's too many rappers. But Lil Durk was also caught up in something like a murder for hire situation, you know, when it came to the situation with him dealing with the death of King Von. So here we go. Then also Big U is also caught up in the, where they may be trying to connect him with the situation with Nipsey. This is what, these are all things that are starting to come into the forefront right now when it comes to hip hop. But we got some video as we broadcast live on YouTube, what's going on down in Texas with the rapper Yellow Beezy. Let's listen.
All right, now to a developing story. North Texas rapper Yellow Beezy in court today accused of killing another rapper. Our Natalie Haddad joins us live now from the courthouse in Dallas. Natalie, a lot of people interested in this story. What happened in court today?
Yeah, absolutely, Janelle. I was sitting in the hearing in that courtroom and every seat was full, every pew, I should say. And again, just mentioned, we just walked out of that courtroom. A judge granted rapper Yellow Beezy a lesser bond. This was his first court appearance. It was all about the bond that he was assigned to him when he was first arrested. Now, Yellow Beezy, whose real name is Marquise Conway, he was arrested just last week in a murder for hire plot. So some background for you. Conway was initially given a $2 million bond. His defense team argued he could not afford that and he needed to be in a position where he could continue to provide for his immediate and extended family. And despite the prosecution arguing that Conway could pay a $2 million bond if he wanted to because he lives in a mansion in Frisco and flies in private jets, Conway now returns to jail with a $750,000 bond instead. So it went from $2 million to $750,000. Conway arrested last week nearly 5 years after the murder of another Dallas rapper, Mel Melvin Noble, known by his rap name MO3. Conway is accused of hiring a hitman who carried out Noble's murder. He faces a capital murder while remuneration charge, and this means that the killing was done for financial gain or reward. Now, back in November of 2020, Noble was shot and killed on I-35 in Dallas. I believe we have seen video of that. He tried to get out of his car and run, but was gunned down by a man with a rifle. Two men were arrested in the weeks following his murder and are facing federal charges themselves. But now this case against Conway could reveal details into the hired hitman's payment and the motivation behind the murder. Again, just walked out of the courtroom just a few moments ago. Conway was escorted back to the jail. He was present for the hearing. So we will keep you updated right here on WFAA whether Conway pays.
Hey, okay, so they trying to say that there was a situation where after the shooting of MO3, that there was $40,000 removed from his account, Yellow Beezy's account. And they don't know if that was the money that was used or not, but this was something that they're bringing up when it comes to this situation. But a lot of these beefs, They've been going on. Y'all got to go down the rabbit hole. I wish Ben Jeremy was here because he could take you down the rabbit hole, because a lot of these things that just didn't happen. These have been long-term feuds that have ended in death. And I'm seeing a lot of these rappers, when they get on, the person that they're feuding with also gets on, and then it's this battle going on, and then they make a lot of money, both sides. Or they're starting to make money, and then the death happens. But guess what that reminds me of? The East Coast, West Coast formula. Tupac and Biggie. You know, Bad Boy and Death Row. Like, that East Coast, West Coast, even though it was a tragic, we lost two iconic rappers, it made the industry a lot of money. That publicity. That war, and it's a lot of money in war. A lot of people made a lot of money off of that beef. Then when the two rappers died, their families had to fight to get, you know, what was due to them. So here we go. It seems like the same formula to me, where they get one rapper, and then they make the other, like, it's just almost how... How unique is that, that this happening is starting to occur every time? That the one rapper gets on, then his enemy get on. And guess what happens? The people that's behind it, that's giving the money, they fueling both sides. And once you sign a deal, I heard that they give these people insurance policies. It's insurance policies now that I hear that possibly could be involved as well. So I'm starting to raise an eyebrow to a lot of this. I'm starting to raise an eyebrow because how in the world is the person that's on top, then they enemy get on top, then they die, then the other person go to jail and they just got rid of both of them at the same time?
Two birds, one bullet.
Two birds with one bullet. And I'll say this. A lot of people are saying that the night that Yellow Beezy got shot at, that MO3 got a rap about it. Like, Yellow Beezy got shot up leaving a club one night, and then the way he described it on the Breakfast Club, how it happened, why MO3 got a song about that night, how he spun on, I guess spun the block, I guess, and creeped up on Yellow Beezy in a rap. That's wild to me. Miss Moonchild, Mr. Moonchild says, some say a man don't happy unless a man truly dies. A man ain't happy unless a man truly dies. I don't know. You know, it's a lot of drama. And I think that they selling it. I think that they selling this drama. I think it's a lot to say that every situation we've been seeing lately with Nipsey and Big U And now Big U has been arrested in California, but now word is coming out that him and Nipsey had a contract, and in the 10th year of the contract that Nipsey was about to get out the contract. And that's the 10th year where he did Final Lap, the album, and he died. Maurice M. in the chat says, why though? There is so much more for everyone to share and be happy. That's all I'm saying. Like, it seems like I'm seeing a formula and it ends in tragedy. If that's what it takes to make it in the game, hey, they can have that. They can have that. Because I'm telling you, there's something going on in Memphis right now. Sauce Walker, a lot of y'all may not know who he is. He's kind of really popular on the underground, Sauce Walker. And one of his rappers, Say So P, was shot recently. I mean, is this what it takes to make it in the game, to have enemies and shooting and all and spinning the block? And I mean, that sounds like you can't even sleep. How you resting with all this money and you can't even sleep? You can't even drive to the store. We got another article that's out here where Say So P was murdered down in Memphis. Not in Memphis. He was found. He was shot in an abandoned Houston building. But I think that this is something that is dealing with Memphis. But the man wanted for the murder of Memphis rapper Say So P, they're saying that they found him dead. And I didn't even know who Say So P was. I knew who Sauce Walker was because of World Star Hip Hop. And I can't even name a Sauce Walker song. I can't name not one song from him, but he was real popular on social media. But we gotta head over to Memphis because they're saying that the man that was wanted for the shooting of Sauce Walker and Say So P, they're saying that he was found dead in Houston. That's where they said he was found dead in, according to Memphis police. We got some video of this. Let's listen.
Executed in Houston. That's how TMZ describes the murder of a Memphis man identified as a suspect in the murder of rapper Say So P. Police say Jaden Dandridge is in this video of the March 22nd shooting near the FedEx Forum. And now we know that Dandridge was found dead in Houston. Fox 13's Jeremy Pierre joins us live. Just shocking to hear what's happening here.
Yeah, according to the TMZ reports, that shooting suspect, Jaden Dandridge, well, police in Houston found him executed in an abandoned building. Now, police say Dandridge is one of multiple people caught on camera carrying out the attack. Memphis police identified him as a suspect on March 26th. Less than 24 hours later, Houston police responded to a deadly shooting at an abandoned mall. TMZ reports Dandridge shot multiple times. Memphis police confirmed that Dandridge is dead, though he hasn't been officially named as the victim in the mall shooting. Now, this all comes about a week and a half after that deadly shooting in downtown Memphis, right in front of the Westin Hotel. In broad daylight on a Saturday afternoon, surveillance video shows several gunmen open fire on two rappers, Memphis native Say So P and Houston rapper Sauce Walker. Say So P shot and killed. Sauce Walker shot once in the leg, survived, and is back in Houston, according to his Instagram account. Now, Memphis police are searching for a second suspect. That second suspect has been identified as Kevin Brown. He's wanted on several charges, including first-degree murder and attempted murder. Stay with us as we continue to want to learn new information.
Hey, all I'm saying is it worth it? I mean, you see people get on. You see people, you know, we get excited when we hear the music, but then you can't even sleep at night. You know, and these videos may end up being a memorial almost. You know, I think that they selling the drama, but at the same time, now I'm seeing that it's life and death now. You can get the bag, but how long you going to keep it? We going to give you this contract, but you got to watch your back. Because we're going to go and get your enemy down the block so we can increase the intensity of the situation and make sure that we can get our money on the back. And that's what it looked like to me. Because how the op get a deal too at the same time, just so they can rap about you? And that's the same formula with NWA. I was just watching Straight Outta Compton. I was just watching Straight Outta Compton over the weekend. I kind of got, you know, Stars. I got the Stars app, and they had Straight Outta Compton in it. And while, you know, I could look at it through my phone. But when I look at the movie Straight Outta Compton, NWA started out as buddies, ended up fighting each other. Ice Cube, you know, all of that happened. But it wasn't nobody trying to kill nobody. But at the same time, in Straight Outta Compton, you saw the beginning of Tupac and Death Row. And then that spilled into Biggie and Tupac, California Love. That's in Straight Outta Compton when they first started making Straight Outta Compton. So you see how from not Straight Outta Compton, but California Love, when they started making that in the studio, you see the parallels to success now in the game. You got to have a rival. You got to have some kind of beef. That's why these drill rappers, they was paying these drill rappers that's going to jail. Look how many rappers on trial for murder. Hey, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just trying to tell y'all that we got to hit the reset button, because a lot of that is feeding into our lifestyles because we listening to the music, listening to the frequency. That's why a lot of y'all crashing out. Because they crashing out. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Before I lay down with this heat, I pray to God he let me sleep.
I'm tired of having bad dreams.
And if I die today,
one of these niggas, they gon' meet they maker. I'm gang. Turn me up. Interviewers be asking me, like, what's up with you and these rappers in the city? I don't one of these rappers. They scared of me. That's on game. Tell them I'm ready, don't hide now. It's up and I don't want to talk it out. Stick dirty, I'm clutching it, riding round. For one of these rappers, I'm finna talk them out. Yeah, internet beef, I decline that. But in person, pull up, then I walk them down. First, we hit up that rapper, then hit up that sprinter. I know all about they little hideout.
Yeah.
The heavenly father, I know that I seen. In the city, they talking, they know what I mean.
For real. I hit up that rapper, you made him famous.
Yeah, he barely made it, but we're not again.
Yes. All I see is yellow, taping Beretta.
I side, I ain't lagging, don't think that I mean.
My reflect in the mirror, the devil. And
when I tell a soul, just go handle my business. But she's trying to get in my business.
Hey, 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. That's Mo 3 talking about Yellow B, how he caught him slipping. Hey, you know what I tell people? Before you go to destroy somebody else, you got to first destroy yourself. You making a decision to destroy yourself when you make a decision to try to destroy somebody else. So understand that is nothing good going to come out of those type of energies. Is nothing good going to come out of it. So the moment you decide that you're going to tear down somebody else, you must first, in the law of universal law, you're tearing down yourself by making that idea come to fruition for somebody else. So if you can understand that, then you would be careful of how you pick and choose and how you use your energy. So that's I'm gonna just throw that out there. But I was watching Kanye West's interview with DJ Academics, where he wore the black KKK outfit and talked about his feelings on the music industry. And once again, Kanye West is a shock value. This is a man who had his wife close to almost naked. You know, I guess she was on the red carpet during the Grammy. So I think Kanye West is just into shock value. And I think that many times when we listen to Kanye West, we do think he's a little bit off his rocker. But I think that he's in the point where he mastered how to get his point across in the media and stay relevant in the media because they like the drama. But he made a point. He was talking about how people are upset with him wearing the KKK outfit, but they dealing with these rappers. They allowing these rappers to talk about killing each other and do things like that. And only time people get upset about that is when somebody lose their life, but they party. We celebrate a lot of these idealisms. And, you know, he may have some points. I ain't saying that Kanye West ain't a little bit off the rocker, maybe from what he's seen over his lifetime through the game, and his mother passed away, and ain't no telling what he's been exposed to on those Hollywood levels. But sometimes he be saying some stuff. He say some stuff, and then all of a sudden he go off the rockers a little bit. But I'll say this. He was saying one time that they only paying for low vibrational ideas. And I'm not going to say the names of the things that they're paying for because he said it, you know, in a way where, you know, it's not FCC. I can't, you know, say it because I'm on public radio. But he said, if you have these three ideas, they're going to sign you, basically. And if you listen to any successful rapper, they have these qualities that the industry, the people that run the industry are looking for, which is very destructive. And I agree. I agree with him. Because that's all I'm hearing is destruction in the music. Maurice M says he is a part of that too. What did he do to change that? I don't think he did nothing. Kanye West is a backpack rapper. He's not gangster, but he produced a lot of gangster. He probably produced a lot of the songs. You know, so, hey, I'll say this. At the end of the day, there is an issue with hip hop on the top end, because only thing that I'm seeing on the top end of rap now is beef. Beef, drama, and murder. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, I got a question. I got the question of the day. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.